Coast, 104.5 and Up and Adam in the Morning, 919 in studio, Patty Carpenter. She is a friend of the show, a development director for Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's always fantastic to have you in. How are you, Patty?
I am good. It's so good to see you. It's good to see people outside to actually see their faces.
I know. And you're one of these characters I have had the chance and the blessing to interview year after year. Slow Biggs is obviously very close to our hearts, but you are to me. Like, I feel like I've known you forever. So
I know.
It's so great.
Nice to chat with you.
Yeah, as always. I'm excited because you guys are always coming up with fun and exciting ways to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters. I know with getting out of 2020, things were tough. Money was tough for a lot of people. Those donations must have been tough. It must have been a weird year.
It was a weird year. You know, very fortunately, there were a lot of foundations and a lot of people that knew that organizations like ours were going to be needing some extra help. So we were fortunate to get some unanticipated money. But at the same time, individual donations were down, which is completely understandable with the way the situation was.
Well, yeah. And the nature of what you guys do is pairing up these littles, young men and women who need that time with a mentor. COVID, regardless of COVID, and probably needed a person even more. They're probably in some of these homes that were a little bit tough on them. I mean, gosh.
Well, yeah.
How did the Bigs see their littles?
Well,
virtually, maybe?
There were many, many matches, like Andy Morris and his little still saw each other. They were part of each other's pod.
There you go.
And some of our matches did that, but a lot of the other ones met virtually. So with the help from our national organization and our amazing program team here in SLO, we devised a platform that was a safe platform that they could meet digitally.
Yeah.
So either phone, computer, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked well. With so many of our families having to either losing their jobs because their business mm-hmm. is closed,
mm-hmm.
or they had to stay home because their children weren't in school.
Right.
It made it really tough. And so one of the things that we did was to be sure that all of our families knew what the resources were available to them, food, shelter, help with rent, so on and so forth. So it was we really did that kind of wraparound.
Yeah, I mean, you were helping in ways
service.
That you might not even normally.
Right.
Wow.
And it taught us that we can do that, and we can, which we've always done, but that we can really,
mm-hmm.
we can really provide resources to our families.
Yeah.
So, and with, you know, a lot of times you have so many people in the house,
mm-hmm.
it makes for a charged,
yeah, no, absolutely.
Charged situation, and the kids really needed their mentors more than ever.
Absolutely. Slowbigs.org. This is really cool because what you guys do and this the mentoring that you guys do is so important. And we'll talk in a second about, you know, if you're looking for maybe some bigs to be the big for, you know, some young men or young women. But you guys are doing an inaugural cornhole tournament. And from the dodgeball to the bowling to all the different things, you guys,
right.
You'll get out there and you'll have a lot of fun. You guys aren't afraid to have fun and raise money for a worthy cause while doing it. The inaugural cornhole tournament happening August 6th at the Avila Bay Athletic Club. This is going to be epic.
It is. It's going to be great. So just like dodgeball, we're going to be out on the tennis courts. But the way that cornhole courts measure up.
Yeah.
You put them across so we can have 4 to 5 cornhole matches on each tennis court.
Great.
At once. And then you have that beautiful viewing area.
Yeah.
Of the tennis courts. Kramer Events is going to come out and DJ and MC for us.
Wow.
Avila Bay Athletic Club will have food, beer, and wine for sale. So it'll be fun. And, you know, cornhole, I would never get out and play dodgeball because I would break something.
Yeah.
But cornhole, I can handle.
Yeah, cornhole is like, it's one of those games where anyone can get out and do it. You can do it with a drink in your hand or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just easy. It's fun.
Are you allowed to play without a drink in your hand?
Yeah, it should be like illegal. Like points off if you don't have a drink in your hand. But it does, you know, you can be really good at it. And, I mean, some people
this is
have
a
like,
serious, it's a serious game.
Yeah, and, crazy
and
skill.
Our tournament is not like a regular all-day cornhole tournament. This is for the kids. Every single penny of the team fee goes to our program. So
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So you'll have it all there. You'll have all the bean bags, all the cornhole.
We will have everything, you'll have everything for everyone. There. Yeah. And from what I understand, talking to the cornhole gurus, Knights of Columbus and the Kiwanis and Atascadero.
Yeah.
They said you can't have people bring their own bags because you never know.
Oh, sure. Yeah, people can be weighing them down or cheating and stuff.
You have to weigh them. And so actually those two groups.
Are there some serious cornhole players here?
Oh, yeah.
I know some of the winemakers are really into it.
They have a full day tournament.
Oh, gosh.
I think it's in September. But they're loaning us all their boards and the bags and everything.
Oh, that's so cool.
We give thanks to Knights of Columbus and the Kiwanis of Atascadero.
Yeah. What's Knights of Columbus? And, is that like a fraternal thing?
Yes.
Like Masons and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. And ES Aero. God, guys, I'm so sorry. ES Aero is our presenting sponsor this year.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Awesome. Very good.
Which it is rocket science with them.
Yeah. August 6th, 5:30 to 9:30 at the Avila Bay Athletic Club. Now, I'm guessing we're getting teams of two together.
Teams of two. Yeah, each team is two people, $200 per team. But we also have a corporate challenge, which we say corporate, but it can be a group of friends. It can be a business. And that is four teams of two, so eight people total.
Right.
It's an $800 entry fee. And each team of two within the corporate team will be they will be able to win the tournament themselves, two people. But for the corporate teams, every place on the bracket will have a point or points attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the highest cumulative points for the corporate challenge will be the winner of the corporate challenge.
So let's say you and I are in a group of with six friends of ours.
Right.
And you and I are a pair.
Mm-hmm.
We would probably be very good at cornhole together.
We could win.
Yeah, I think we could win.
Duh.
So we could accumulate points for our said team of eight.
Right.
And that team could win.
Right.
And you and I could take the cake and beat everybody.
Right. So,
Okay.
So say you and I win the whole tournament and we get 20 points for that.
Uh-huh.
But then our next team got 10 points.
Over there.
And then the next team got 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
And the next team got 5 points.
Sure.
And if that cumulatively was higher than any other
team,
corporate team,
that team would win.
We would win.
Okay, cool. So there's a couple ways to win. That's so fun.
Yeah.
All right. So you got to get involved. You can hit up Patty. Go to slowbigs.org. That's the place to get your tickets and learn more about this.
Yes, learn more about it. Or you can call me or text me 805. New phone number.
329-1956.
That's it.
Yeah. I got you on speed dial, girl. Yeah. 329-1956. Patty at slowbigs.org. And you can, registration link is going to be up there. They do it with a team of eight. Get in there just with another pair. I mean, got $200 bucks. It's going to a great cause. You're going to have a great time.
And do it soon because I'm almost ready to cap out.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. And then let's just quickly hit the benefit of Slow Bigs, these mentors. Are we looking for men and women right now?
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
Really?
We need you.
Are we starting to see the littles again? Have the restrictions been lifted a little bit?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, as COVID went on, a lot of our matches kind of said, you know, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
So they they became pods.
It became silly when our kids can't go to school, you know?
It's hard.
Our governor's kids have been in school since last fall. Our kids can't go to school. That's ridiculous. They need to be in school. Yeah. These kids are suffering.
It was tough.
Yeah. And then you're telling, you know, different folks that they can't, you know, work or they can't work outside. It's nuts. And then you have these people, they have kids, they can't go to school. They're stuck at home. It just created a lot of hardship for a lot of people. So thank God we have local organizations like Slow Bigs to pick up the pieces, especially in years like last year. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of San Luis Obispo County. Go to this website, slowbigs.org. Even if you think, you know, maybe it's not me to be a mentor. I don't really like kids, but you know, these kids need to have these resources. Play some cornhole.
Play some cornhole or make a donation. You know, no donation is too small, people.
For sure.
Every single dollar helps us get to where we need to go. And that is to serve as many kids as we can here on the Central Coast. And truly, being a big is not hard.
Yeah, right.
If you have a heart, the hardest thing that you will have to do is to make that first call.
Yeah.
So do it.
You guys do some great work. Slowbigs.org. Ask about becoming a big. Ask how you can donate. And ask how you can play some cornhole with them. August 6th, 5:30 to 9:30. I do love the Avila Bay Athletic Club.
It's beautiful
so
there.
Nice there. Yeah. Very good. Oh, Patty, big hugs. Love to see you. Thanks for being up and Adam in the morning.
Thanks.
Love this to see you. Is Up and Adam in the Morning.